When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Old School in the building. I want to thank Kevin Meyer, Meyer Coke and Bottle, coming by on every aka Eric Strickland holiday. Thirsty Thursday. Blessing us with his knowledge and brought in some great options there for Meyer Coke
and Bottle. Hey, Jay, can you do that walk right there?
That needs to be copyrighted right there because he is.
Black Uncle Walk.
Listen, he is rocking that walk. Yeah. Rain, sleet, or snow.
Yeah, he's in.
But coming live from 1040 O Street, we're Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 84th and Old Cheney, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. Beautiful day out today. It was a little chilly, I guess, for Nebraska standards, but it's warmed up and it's pretty a nice day. So anyways, a lot going on, obviously, in the sports arena. We have a position we're going to talk about today is a couple positions that are most important, obviously, besides the quarterback and the obvious. I think there, in my opinion, there's a couple rooms that have a lot of opportunity, but then also some pressure, and the pressure is only will be based on if somebody doesn't step up or guys don't step up and play to their capabilities. But more importantly, the evil empire up there in Iowa City, their head coach is suspended for one game for, I guess, let's just say recruiting violations with Cade McNamara. The question I posed to DP in Austin is, does he regret it, or does he have some regret based on the injury, which injuries with Cade, you can't control that, but the lack of spark and production that Cade McNamara hasn't shown, both in the little clips that we've seen, but then also from the people that cover the team, it has not been all that advertised. The second question is, how much longer do you think Kirk Ferentz lasts in this day and age of college football, considering his son was shown the door, it has changed, and Iowa, this will affect a team like Iowa because they aren't a regional or national brand, and also they aren't in the Big Ten West anymore. It's a free-for-all.
Would we like to hear 68 seconds of Kirk Ferentz in his own words from today?
Would we?
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, 68
because
seconds.
Listen, I guarantee you he's going to say a lot without saying anything.
Here's 68 seconds of Kirk Ferentz apologizing today.
I tell our players, you know, we abide by the rules, and in this specific case, I did not do that. I made a mistake during the recruiting process. I want to apologize to our players, coaching staff, university leadership, and our incredible fans. 26 years as a head coach. This is the first potential level 2 violation that I've had, and it won't happen again. It's my plan to coach the team during the week, and as of midnight next Friday, I'll be removed for 24 hours. Won't be in the stadium with them. And, so that's the plan. Seth Wallace will be the acting head coach during the day next week, Saturday. I'm confident he and the entire staff will do a great job on that. Again, there aren't many details that we can really share, unfortunately, until this matter is closed. But I did feel it was important to stand up in front of all of you and acknowledge when I had done something wrong. You know, basically, you face the repercussions, and then we'll move forward with our season, and that's our plan at this point. So, that being said, I just want to take this opportunity to ask Beth to say a few words.
Kirk Ferentz.
Hey, man, you got to give him credit. You know, he stood up and I won't say fell on the sword, or he just, you know, obviously took responsibility for it, and was clear. And you know, look, I mean, you can't, yeah, look, I don't fault him. I mean, look, he messed up. He knows he did it. He got caught, I guess, per se. And I doubt he called the NCAA and said, hey, I did this. I think he obviously got caught. Level two is obviously it is serious. It's not like obviously show cause, and it's only one game. And I think the most interesting thing out of that is who's going to take over that game. I would have thought it was going to be Woods. That's what I would have thought.
So the guy that they said was going to take over was promoted to associate head coach last year.
I understand that. But when you had the whole issue with the weight coach and all the other issues, and the guy that's really stayed there when he could have went to other jobs, he's your recruiting coordinator. He's one of your best linebackers ever to step foot on campus. He's worked his way up. And for Iowa, the optics, in my opinion, I would have thought it would be Woods, but I mean, he obviously is going to, you know, promote whoever he needs to.
I'm looking at this in a couple of ways. One, the Nebraska Husker perspective is cool. They've got stuff going on. They've got stuff to deal with. For the first time in a long time, I can say I'm impressed by Iowa having answers, because they're not an answer kind of program. They're kind of one-off island unto themselves, doing it their way and then telling everybody to stand back and watch what we do. The politics are interesting because your next guy is lurking.
Yeah, and he's the co-defensive coordinator. Parker is the head coach.
Is there war going on?
I think when Ferentz leaves, Parker either leaves and he goes somewhere else.
If Parker was Jim Leonard, there's a war.
Yeah, I think Parker's fine where he's at. He's very comfortable where he's at. I just find it. When you get caught like this and you're still employed, and with the new AD, I don't think it was as uncomfortable when like essentially like Trev like pretty much dragged Scott up there by his ear, right?
Yeah.
And tell him get up here and talk. So that's fine, right? And you're right, DP. Like I gave you some answers. They couldn't give you much, but hey, we messed up. The thing that is most interesting to me, that it's your co-defensive coordinator and the guy that it was assumed, if or when Ferentz left within the next 4 or 5 years, he would be at the forefront to be their head coach. He's a special teams coordinator. We've seen special teams coordinators in the NFL be great head coaches because they have to coach everybody, every single position on the team.
Didn't John Harbaugh start?
Exactly. Teams? Yeah. And so right? So
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And the thing of with Iowa, with some of their issues, obviously in the past with, you know, African-American players, Woods was there on the forefront, and it seemed like Kurt Ferentz was kind of molding him to potentially take over maybe down the road. Now, granted, with his son being kind of shown the door really rather quickly, who knows? Wallace might be the co-defensive coordinator, but who has really the ear and the pulse of that team? I'd be willing to bet, besides Parker,
from Woods.
From offense, defense, and the core special teams guys, I would say him. That's the most interesting thing because, number one, you feel like they're going to beat Illinois State, right? So me and you, we could just drive up there and coach the team. Yeah, we walk in. So if you really are trying to get somebody ready to go, it would see to Woods because Parker's the defensive coordinator, the co-defensive coordinator, obviously just in title, is the next guy that's going to be the head coach, acting head coach. That is, to me, that's the biggest thing out of those.
What was the community response to them naming this, right? Are Iowa fans happy with this? Because here's what, when you make a change at coach or start to consider making a change at coach, for whatever reason, right? Retirement or otherwise. Nebraska, when Devaney left, he had there was a thing you wanted to make sure you had in the next coach. When Coach Osborne steps down, there's a thing that you want to take care of first as the priority, and then everything else. What does this say about Iowa? That this may be the next direction, and the person you trust the most to hold things and keep the house safe.
The two biggest Iowa Twitter accounts that I know have a combined one response to the tweet that says Seth Wallace will be acting head coach and is from an Iowa State fan pumping up Iowa State.
Of course.
So I don't know if Iowa fans needle moved for them.
That's the statement, right? That maybe it isn't. Because, just for the sake of discussion, if Matt Rhule was to miss a game, who's the guy? We would all imagine immediately, quickly, that it's Tony White because he's the next head coach in line.
Yeah, potentially.
Right?
But then also on the flip side, Marcus Satterfield has been a head coach before.
That's why I asked.
And Foley had fit when Matt Rhule left Temple to go to Baylor, he stayed at Temple and he coached the bowl, or Foley coached the bowl game. So there's more options. I think it's more interesting, DP, at Iowa, because of LeVar Woods has been a player. Mm-hmm. He went and played a little bit in the pros and came and worked his way up through Iowa. Just the dynamics of his tenure there is a little bit different than here because of the longevity of, I mean, you got to think also, let's not minimize Parker would be my choice, right? Wouldn't you think Parker would
be? But tell me why. Because that is the thing.
Because he's the equivalent I don't think he's in the same category, or at least I hold him as that same high regard. Well, for number one, I never played for him as Coach McBride. But his tenure with Ference is along the same lines. So there's two ways to think of it. Number one, Phil Parker is so great at his job. And I know he just got dinged up in camp. But he's so good at his job, you don't want to take him away from being a coordinator. But I think, essentially, he is essentially like a co-head coach, and he's spent so much time with Ference that it wouldn't take away from him being a head coach for a game. Then, if you do have a co-defensive coordinator, which you're there for, then he would be calling the defense. Now you're actually leapfrog the guy that's the co-defense, and essentially it's the 1B or like 2A defensive coordinator. There's only one D coordinator there. He's leapfrogging the guy that has the... Look, you got to think. Phil Parker has probably accompanied Ference to some donor meetings. Fans love him. The players, respect him and revere him both on every side of the ball. He's a figurehead there. He's the guy.
We talk about coaches and administrators and, leaders having their right-hand man. Parker almost feels like the right index finger. Like, he's that important, right, to Kirk Ferentz.
I mean, but this is how these decisions show up. And comfort in the decision. That to make the decision and then say, whew, that's a good decision, or that makes sense, is a sign that there is some control in place, there's some standard in place, and they've been building up to it. This is not...
This isn't new.
There's no willy-nilly decision-making going on in Iowa.
Well, I look at it a little bit different. Like, how Woods is, like, and it's only one game, and the perception that is a lot bigger to us is just because I'm trying to put myself in his shoes. I'm assuming he wants to be even a coordinator at the major Division I level, or even at Iowa. I'm sure he'd love to be a head coach. So he's maybe looking at this would be an opportunity just to kind of get your feet wet. Now, maybe he's not ready for it. And maybe Wallace is ready for it. I just find it, by my estimation, and when you look at every, you can't count the offensive coordinator there because he ain't even probably closed on his house yet. So you got to think, when you start to rank the guys, for me, it would be Parker would be number one for sure. And then you'd skip two. And then to me, 3A would be Woods. And 3B would be Wallace. 3B went over one. But, you know, I'm assuming that he had a staff meeting about it. And they're all – and I was – look, all those guys have been around each other. They'll tell the company line. And it's a little bit easier game to accept it. It's Illinois State. Now, the problem is, like we mentioned, your quarterback isn't quarterbacking. And that offense isn't offensing. A close game against Illinois State can have some a little bit of lingering effects, not only for this decision, but how the season could start and then also finish for a team like Iowa.
It's also that statement that if that can be true, then you have some other issues anyway.
Right.
You wouldn't go, hey, Matt Rhule's not going to coach against UTEP, and you expect UTEP to be a problem. No, if UTEP was going to be a problem,
they were going
to
be a problem.
A problem, and there's some other stuff.
But then it's magnified based on this, because then the players are like, "Oh, maybe we weren't as inspired or whatever." And who knows? And that's not taking anything away from Wallace, but it's interesting coming out of Iowa City. We're going to take a quick break, have a quick segment. We all give you our opinions on how long Ferentz will continue. He's still got energy, so we saw him at Big Ten, and he's definitely invested. How long do we think he's going to continue to coach? And or does he have a little bit of buyer's remorse considering that he's missing a game and the quarterback hasn't even played a game? And let alone when he did play, it wasn't very good. Quick break. Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now. Save big.